Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. Thank you, Father Dan, for having me and for these wonderful parishioners of St. Andrew. As introduced, my name is Father Sanka, Matthew Sanka, a native of Tanzania, a member of the Order of the Society of the Catholic Apostolate, generally known as Palatine Fathers. And today I'm here to speak a little bit about the Palatines and what the Palatines are doing and what they have been doing in the past, but also going forward, how we can sustain this mission of the Church. Every year the Church gives us the opportunity to hear from different missionaries, to hear of the progress of the Church and the challenges, but also the shared common faith. The faith that we hear today so strongly proclaimed by the message of the gospel, the theme of the harvest is abundant and yet the laborers are always few. There are even fewer now as we consider the number of clergy that must serve. But if we have a bigger perspective of who are these disciples of today, who is Jesus inviting to this common mission, then maybe we have a chance to expand this work. Palotti was an Italian priest born in 1795 in Italy, became a clergy, and there he saw the need, the real need of reviving faith and rekindling charity among Catholics. There was so much clericalism, and so he wanted to invite the laity to participate in this wonderful work. And so he formed a union of the Catholic Apostolate, which involved clergy and laity. And reminding everyone of our baptismal commitment, the covenantal relationship that we hear Moses talk about is a relationship and partnership in this saving mission of our God. And so Palotti then expanded this group, and they were so instrumental in helping the missionaries, all the missionaries. Palotti never left Rome, and yet he's considered as an apostle of the city of Rome. He equipped the missionaries who went out with materials that are needed in the mission territories. He even helped to translate the Bible in different languages of Middle Eastern and other parts of the world. But he also sent them rosaries. He used the laity to collect the funds to help the missionaries who went to different continents, so that faith may expand. Palatines are in almost every continent now, and our missionaries to Tanzania came from Ireland. We belong to the Irish Foundation, or the province, if you like. And my home parish to date is staffed by the Palatines, and this was my first contact with the order, and they helped us build the faith, build the community. And so that's when I felt a desire to join this order so that I may also give my equal share of the calling. We have about 45 clergy ordained from Tanzania and Kenya and a few from Uganda. And we have seminarians from different stages of their formation years, nearly 25 seminarians between postulancy to theology. And so there's a great need to continue this wonderful work. The flourishing faith in Africa is a hope for the Church that all is not lost. There are places where the Church is growing, thanks be to God, and that has always been sustained by the universal understanding and support we get from many other parts. The Palatine's mission expands in many parts, especially our province. We have been working in this country, especially this part of the Diocese of Fort Worth and previously the Dallas Diocese, when it was still one. And down in Lubbock and other places of Texas, Palatines have been involved here. And I serve the parish in Stephenville. So my last 10 years of my priesthood I've been working here, neighboring parishes here, Weatherford and now in Stephenville, Texas. I'm 21 years old as a priest, if you like, ordained 202, so that makes 21 years. And between that time, I've been privileged to work with different communities, from slums of Nairobi and then back to my own country, but also saved the people of Ireland and lately here in Texas. And I've been always moved aback by the commitment and the zeal of the people of God wanting to help and sustain the Church of Christ. We hear today the mission of the disciples, that the mission of Jesus, Jesus was moved by the love and mercy, and he wants to extend this love and mercy to all people. And to do so, he needs you, he needs me. We need your resources of prayer, but also financial commitment, so that we may help and empower those who go and travel to the missions. And Jesus did not leave his disciples alone. He taught them what to say. He taught them and he gave the tools of their work. He says, when you go, say the kingdom of God is close at hand, and preach, teach them, and also drive the evil spirits out, set people free so that they may be truly children of God. This message of mercy and love is to set people free, truly free from what oppresses them, the misery that oppresses them of sin, to set them spiritually free so that they may be able to serve the true God. We can't do this work unless we are men and women of prayer. And so we must always remember the first successful mission is that of prayer, praying for the conversion of the souls, but also the successful commitment we make as we live this celebration, that we are also witnesses of God's love to others. If we do so, we become new laborers in the vineyard. The work of mission commitment demands spiritual, physical, and emotional commitment. And that's why we are invited to enter deeply into this communion with Jesus, so that he may continue to be present in whatever we do. Remember, he was sending them to where he wanted to go. There's a wonderful quotation of a rabbi I just quoted from the commentary of Jerome Biblical Commentary. He says, his name is Tarleton. He says, the day is short, the task is great, the laborers are idle, the wage is abundant, and the master of the house is urgent. We know the church needs all of us, needs all the commitment we can get from all, but also we rely on the power of Jesus working through each and every one of us, since we've been blessed with different gifts of grace and nature. So in our second collection, remember the Palatines today, but also continue to pray for the universal mission of the church.